This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's so great to be catching up with Courtney Callahan. Of course, you are a lady to go to when it's all things showbiz. Hopefully, you're having a pretty good week. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Louise, for having me on. So excited to be on again this week.
There is lots happening. I think, what are you going to start off with? Between people going to space, Maura Higgins, I think, hanging out with serious celebs, and there's a lot of relationship bits and pieces going on. But what's kind of taken your fancy in showbiz this week?
This is it, Louise. I can't cope. There's so much going on this week. But what I haven't been able to take my eye off is Coachella, the American music festival. I mean, we cannot get away from it. It's everywhere. TikTok, Instagram, any form of social media, you're going to see it. So the first weekend of Coachella 2025 is actually over and done with. It went on this weekend. There was so much between drama, between fashion and style and amazing performances. So much went down. I think one of the amazing performances that really stood out for me was Lady Gaga. I don't know if you've seen the videos, Louise, yourself.
And there was a bit of controversy because I think people were a little bit taken aback. They were like, we don't know how to feel about this. We don't know whether or not this is something that she's going to continue throughout her world tour. Obviously, she's going to be on tour, but unfortunately, she's forgotten about us here in Ireland. But she definitely made people stand to attention during that performance.
I think everyone was so shocked. They weren't expecting it. And I felt for the first time in a long time, she felt like the original kind of Lady Gaga. Like she really went back to her roots, the crazy outfits, the amazing choreography. She had dancers everywhere. She performed some of her new songs off her album Mayhem and some of her biggest hits like Judas, Poker Face, and of course, Bad Romance. They're my favorite songs. So I just thought it was such a mind-blowing performance. And I'm raging she's not coming to Ireland.
I know. I was having a chat to some of my friends and they were even saying that they might try and go to any other, you know, European destinations to try and go see her. But I think after seeing Coachella, if you were thinking about doing that, I think your flights would already be booked. You'd be like, OK, let's go and see her live because it was class.
I'm on the way. I think everyone would literally have the planes, Ryanair, the planes would be booked up. Like, I just think if that's the standard now for this year and for this tour, it's going to be amazing. Now, there was also a few Irish people, of course. There has to be a bit of representation over in America at Coachella. We had Maura Higgins, who is from Longford. So she's only up the road here from us in the Midlands. And she's quickly becoming an honorary Kardashian. She was rubbing shoulders there with Kendall Jenner and Hailey Bieber at Coachella, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah, I love it because we were even having a chat about this in the office and we were saying, you know, like what would it be like that Maura just rubbing shoulders with the likes of Kendall Jenner and Hailey Bieber and going, you know, trying to tell them about Longford and what the crack is. And I don't know, I know she had a lot of controversy last month and I think that she was wrongly blamed in a lot of the headlines. You know, it takes two to tango. And, you know, I think for some reason, I think it's always the women who get, you know, a bit of backlash. And I think she was the single one in the situation. But I love to see that she's out and about. She looks fantastic. And that she was, you know, flying the flag for Ireland at Coachella, probably one of the biggest music festivals in the entire world.
Totally. And you know what, Louise? I actually thought this could be a bit controversial, but I thought she was the best dressed in it. I loved her outfit.
Yeah, I thought, like, you know what I love about Maura is she just goes for it. I mean, we were always talking about her hairstyles, you know, her dresses, all of that kind of stuff. And like, I think she just goes for it. She doesn't really care what anybody thinks. And she's kind of like, you know what? Here I am. I'm from Longford. I'm over here in, you know, whether it's the UK or the USA. And she just goes for it.
That's it. And you know what? She's so right. She really represents Ireland, I think, in a good way. And she's showing that, you know, the Irish women are not afraid. I think a lot of us are like that, though. They love a bit of fashion. They want to go over and have the crack. I think she's really good at representing her home county as well. I love the thick Midlands accent. I think it's so funny when you see it against all the stars she's mixing with.
Absolutely. Because I always think sometimes, you know, there's people always think that it's only Dublin that, you know, stars from Ireland come from. But like now we have the likes of Maura Higgins, we have Nicola Coughlin. You know, we've got other accents that are out representing Ireland across the country. And I think it's brilliant.
state. We're seeing it more and more, and hopefully we will see it more and more in the future. Now, we actually also seen on her Instagram story, she went and seen a few of the fabulous acts, and she went to see Benson Boone. Now, I don't know if you've seen his performance, Louise, but I thought that was amazing as well. I thought it was actually on par with Lady Gaga.
I love Benson Boone.
Full Queen mode at Coachella, and he gave full Freddie Mercury vibes, and he even brought Brian May out, who is the lead guitarist of the band Queen. Like, I just thought that was monumental when he did that.
That's amazing. And I think, you know, like, it's one of those festivals that I would have on my bucket list if I was to win, you know, a lot of money. If I was in a position to win the cash machine, that's the first thing I'd be doing, is going to the likes of Glastonbury and Coachella. I think it just looks absolutely amazing. And you get to see these collaborations that you probably never would see before. You know, the likes of Brian May coming out for Bohemian Rhapsody at Coachella. I mean, that is something that you're going to remember for a lifetime.
100%. I mean, when are you going to get the chance to see him? And like, the performance was fantastic. They were singing, playing piano, playing all the instruments. And it wouldn't have been a Benson Boone performance without a few front flips.
Yeah.
I don't know how he manages it, but he gets a few flips in every time he performs. But I thought the performance was amazing. And, you know, I think Freddie Mercury would have approved.
Yeah, I think so too. And like, it, I mean, there's 2 weekends of Coachella, so who knows what's going to happen at the next weekend as well. I think they've definitely set the bar and the standards high in the first weekend of Coachella.
100%. I can only imagine what's going to happen on the stage next weekend. We also had another Irish act who was representing over there. Kneecap attended Coachella, which I thought was amazing. And they actually had the crowd rapping at Gaeilge over in California.
love it.
I thought that was just brilliant. Like, you wouldn't even think that stuff like that's going to happen, and then you see the videos and you're like, oh my god, that's over in America and they're rapping in Irish. Like, it's crazy. And even some of the audience were wearing the tricolour balaclavas, like Kneecap's DJ Provy.
Amazing. I think this is brilliant. Class, because, you know, we kind of underestimated how much the Irish language was doing well. Of course, they had their movie out last year. Now they're playing Coachella, and I'm just delighted for the lads. I think they're just doing a fantastic you know, number for Ireland, and it's great to see them just get on so well.
That's it. And, you know, I feel like they just don't care, they go for it. I mean, I know there's always a little bit of controversy around them. They kind of came out afterwards and said that there was a few messages that were about pro-Palestine, and they were cut from some of their sets, or there was also a live stream, and they had a few chants, I think, that didn't go down too well about the former British Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher. But they took to Instagram and they said, we've seen that this has happened. We don't care. We're going to come back better than ever next year. So, I mean, they just take it on the chin and go with it.
They are. They're unstoppable. And you know what? They actually don't even give a hoot. So, I mean, you know, hats off to them. They're 100% focused on the end goal, and they get the job done, and that's all they want to do.
That's it. I don't think there's any stopping them. But another famous face that we actually seen attend over in Coachella was none other than One Direction's Louis Tomlinson.
Yes, tell me all the goss here, because I've been following it up, and I think, you know, himself and Zara, apparently they were at a Stereophonics gig last week. She seems to be over in LA, but like, I've kind of, since Love Island finished, you know, I'm kind of like hooked this to my veins now, because we need a little bit of celebrity romance.
Oh, we need it. We need the drama, Louise. So she broke it off with her ex-partner, who is from Made in Chelsea, and that's Sam Thompson. That's actually not too long ago.
Yeah.
But she's been linked to Louis. I think they've been seen kind of sending back and forth likes and a few comments on social media. And then people were kind of speculating that they went on a date, because Zara posted a picture on her story, and it was, now it seems like a harmless photo, it was of two meals on a dinner table.
Yeah.
And you could see a guy's arm, and now, I mean, it was the corner of his arm, but eagle-eyed fans, of course, spotted it, and they were like, that's Louis's arm, because they've seen a tattoo. So, I mean, you don't know what to believe, but it sounds like it's looking good for them. I think they could be a cool item together.
Yeah, I was trying to make out as well. Now, I know obviously Zara was on the X Factor a couple of years after One Direction was formed, but you wouldn't know that maybe they've been in the same room together. I suppose she sings as well. I know she had a bit of a tumultuous kind of relationship with Sam Thompson. And even though I loved them together, and I think we got so used to watching their videos together and all of that kind of stuff, you know, it seems a bit mad that she's now with Louis. I know it's completely, you know, not 100% confirmed just yet, but if it's anything to go by, the little snippets of soft launches here and there, I think they are an item.
I think so too, Louise. We're starting drama here.
We definitely are. We're going to get in trouble now if they're listening in. But no, I'm like, hook it to my veins. Keep the showbiz stories coming. Of course, Courtney, if people want to follow you online, if they want to catch up on everything you're getting up to, where is the best place to go? I love having the chats with you here on iRadio. Any bit of gossip that we can do with showbiz, I mean, it's right up my street.
So if people want to find out more or have a good nose, if you head to Fusion Fashion and Entertainment, we're on Instagram and we're on TikTok, and we're going to have all the latest showbiz news, gossip, and fashion news as well.
Oh, super, Courtney. It's always a pleasure to catch up with you. I really love having the chats. Listen, have a fabulous evening, and I look forward to talking to you again really soon.
You too, Louise. Thanks so much.